broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live, June 12th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. This is live radio. Welcome. Sheriff Richard Max with me. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for having me this beautiful Friday morning.
You're very welcome, sir. The good Kirk Crosby with me as well. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I'm taking a quick poll is why we're starting out this way, ladies and gentlemen. You know, anybody can email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. I kind of want to know, you know, do you like my long prelude that I always do? Hey, welcome to the, you know, we're promoting God, family, country, protecting life, liberty, property. You know, we talk about the Constitution as our guide. We believe in the checks and balances. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration as a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Is all of that really worth doing all the time? The reason that I do it, folks, is because I want people to understand what is our yardstick, what is our measure for the proper role of limited constitutional good government, because they want to say we're anti-government, and that's a lie. You know what? What is the measuring stick for good government, government we would support, and what's the, you know, guidelines to know when it's good or bad government? What do we use as our documents or our guidelines to make us tick? What is our goal? What are our goals on the radio? Who are we? What do we stand for? What are we for? What are we against? Why? How? What? And that way, when they try to manipulate our words, it's pretty easy to say, listen, we've talked about peaceful restoration as opposed to revolution for literally decades on the radio. But is it too long? Is it too boring? Is it just like, Sam, I've heard that 66,000 times already. Quit telling me that. Then the next thing is we always talk about the recap of the previous show. Should we just let people listen to it and say it's there for your listening enjoyment? We're not going to waste our time recovering, you know, covering it, reviewing it. Or is it important for you to know we had on Brian Rust yesterday as a guest and we talked about honest constitutional money, the Honest Money Report? It's important to know that we talked about President Donald Trump stated that his administration will not even consider changing the names of monuments and getting rid of Confederate names, etc., on Army bases, etc. Is it important to know that the White House secretary did a great job defending President Trump's position on that? And basically that she talked about this important thing that, hey, the Democrats and liberals and swamp monsters, they're working on a cancel culture. And we're not going to allow the cancel culture to go on and revise our history out of existence. We're not going to do it. Is it important for us to recap this idea that lawmakers in Mississippi have begun drafting legislation to remove the Confederate battle emblem embossed on their state flag? They're going to remove that thing. Is it important for you to be aware of that and to repeat that, or do you already know? Have we told you once? And hey, go look it up if you want to hear it again. Okay, NASCAR bans the stars and bars. Yeah, they ban the Confederate flag from all their events. Is that cool? Do you need to know that? Should we repeat it? How about anchors on ABC and NBC? Blame recent spikes on the coronavirus cases for states opening up, but not mentioning the, quote, riots and protests at all. What about Dr. Deborah Birx warns states to make sure they have enough testing stations now that the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and the thugs and the rioters and the criminals have literally destroyed some of the testing centers? Now we can't even test for the coronavirus in some places because the thugs destroyed all the testing centers. How about the headstone that we told you about? Cause of death, IRS. What about the Minnesota State Patrol that acknowledged videos that emerged that they were slashing the tires of peaceful protesters saying they're driving too fast and we got to control the public? They defended the tactic, by the way. It's criminal activity, folks. It isn't police work. You can't defend that tactic. It's criminal. You can't cut the tires or slash the tires on my private vehicle if I haven't committed any crime. Who do you think you are? Okay, is it worth telling you all that again? How about Greg Glassman, the CEO of CrossFit, that had to resign because he made a comment that he didn't really care too much about the George Floyd case, and, well, they said he was a racist and shut him down, and wow. How about the only systemic racism is due to big government liberals? If blacks are a victim of anything, ladies and gentlemen, it's pervading moral relativism, says Star Parker, well-known black female commentator. How about more the fact that more than 25,000 stores will close this year, according to USA Today? Our buddy Brian says it'll be way north of that. Yeah, Walter E. Williams asks a wise question. Are blacks polite due to bad cops or Democratic leaders? Or is there plight due to this, right? Bad cops or bad leaders? He talks about the ugly reality that these big cities are run by many African-Americans that don't have the leadership skills to run cities is the problem. How about Tucker Carlson, the fact that he sold his stake in the Daily Caller to his well-known roommate and co-founder, Neil Patel? Now, it's not his roommate now. It was when they started it, right? That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. How about our guest Andy Mangione, second hour, the vice president of the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. And we talked about the fact that AMAC supports legislation to reduce the national debt. They support these bills that are reducing the debt. They talked about the Vatican Archbishop witnesses America's current biblical struggle and urges President Trump and every one of us to pray, pray, pray. How about bumps appearing in road to voting by mail? An analysis that says, hey, early returns aren't looking good, folks. It's not encouraging when it comes to the concern about ballot integrity. How about George P. Bush says he'll endorse Donald Trump? He believes that Trump is the only thing standing between America and flat-out socialism. How about Will Sutton saying that all lives matter is offensive, exclusive, and wrong? And Sam Bushman sounding off, explaining how wrong he is on that. All lives do matter, including Will's. Nevertheless, that's the breakdown. So here's the question. Is it worth recapping the headlines? Is it worth my long kind of monologue to get the broadcast going? Or is it just like, hey, move along with the news of the day, Sam, who cares? Go look up the old stuff if you want to. It's yesterday's news. First off, what do you say, Sheriff?
I'm totally in favor of it. I like it. I'm not able to spend the time every day listening to your show, which I'd like to do, especially now with my grandkids here, and Don and I are taking care of them for my son, Josh, but I really like the review, and it helps me.
Okay. Anyway, I don't want to be too repetitious or too obnoxious where people are just like, Sam, but my logic is exactly right. If you don't have time to listen to the two-hour show, hey, you know what? If you can catch the first 20 minutes or whatever else, or 15 minutes, you can get caught up on all the headlines. You can go review the show notes. You can listen when and where you can. If you like a particular guest or you know when a certain guest is on, like every Friday or Saturday, the Good Sheriff is with us. If you love the segments with the Good Sheriff, you know when they are. We try to basically segment out the program in ways that people can follow it in meaningful ways, not just drudgery ways or too long. You know, so we try to recap the news because it's so relevant even the next day. And we try to really highlight who we are because I believe we're very unique in the marketplace. I mean, how many shows flat out say their guide is the supreme law of the land? Their focus is God, family, and country. Protecting life, liberty, and property is top center for the discussions. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. You know what? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. It is about the checks and balances and about the supreme law of the land. You know, and we articulate that over and over and over too, but I think it really stakes out our claim to who we are and what we do that's quite different from the rest. And I hope that even though that might be repetitive every day, it seems like it's relevant in this modern world of talk shows for people to kind of understand. We're even different than all the conservative shows, Sheriff.
Yeah, you are. And I think a little repetition is necessary and productive, but you're never obnoxious.
Amen to that, huh, Kurt? All right. What do you say to all this,
okay,
Kurt?
Okay. You know, I was thinking of, you know, years ago when I first, I don't know when it was, but, you know, headline news from probably was CNN, I think it was. They do this kind of little deal that seemed like, you know, I guess it was so that, hey, if you felt like you only had a few minutes, you could just click them off. Now, I didn't really think that was all the news, but that's what,
well, I click them off, know, even if I don't have a few minutes, told, or even if I do have a few minutes, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, you click off or go through those different stories, and that yet now when I compare, you know, what we do to, you know, places like, well, like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or whatever, I don't get to hear Glenn Beck that much simply because that's during our program. And but the few times I have, then, you know, it seems like they cover so little compared to all the things that we can find and go over. So, you know, I think, like you said, even though it appears like sometimes I'm taking a break because you're just going through that first little part, it's useful, I think, good coverage. And like Sheriff Mack says, sometimes if you don't have time to do the whole thing, you got to either read the notes or just listen to that part. I think it's all right, you know.
Yeah, sometimes even when I'm listening to a 2 or 3 hour talk show and I get a quick phone call from somebody or something else, you know, my wife needs something from, then I miss something. And if I hear the headlines back, it helps me kind of go, oh, wait, I missed that part. Really? Wow. So anyway, I like it and we've done it for a long time and we hope it's as useful as we intend it to be as all. And if you want to email us and give your opinion, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. How many hosts will literally take your email and your feedback to try to improve the program? That's kind of another interesting thing. All right, now, President Trump is in the news. Are you surprised? And President Trump is warning against labeling tens of millions of decent Americans as racists or bigots. He mentioned this during an event that was in Dallas, Texas, discussing what they call justice disparities. And so President Trump warning about that. They're literally calling every one of us racists. Well, if you're white, that is. We'll talk about it in seconds. And I'll give you the latest claim to racism. It's against the drugstores and against Walmart. They're repenting. Or are they? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no more.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, so President Trump warning, hey, man, you can't just call everybody a racist. You can't just label millions of Americans as racist. So while President Trump is warning against that, while he's at a Dallas, Texas Justice Disparities event, Walmart now ends policies that they say panders as racist. Okay, they say African-American beauty products won't be locked up anymore. Drugstore chains Walgreens and CVS say they will stop locking up beauty and hair care products aimed at black women and other women of color. Now, I want to just let you respond first and then toss my comments in here in a minute, Sheriff. What do you say to those headlines?
Well, I've really been... taken aback would be the understatement of the year by now I'm racist simply because I'm white. And those accusations are coming out there. I'm really struck also by the occupation of Seattle. I don't know if that has, if that's really on topic, but there's so many crazy things happening. I think we can tie them all in together. And they are crazy. They're just absolutely insane. And it kind of all boils down to what we've said on your show for years, the one-sided slant of the media. And that it really appears that the Democrat Party and the media are now one and the same. The leftists can do anything. They can occupy Seattle with guns, but if seven or eight people do that with an empty building in Burns, Oregon, they're extremists and murderers and dangerous, and we have to kill at least one of them and put all of the others in prison, even with no evidence, or we'll just fabricate the evidence. So the whole thing to me just makes my head spin that it is so one-sided, and that it all, the slant, is aimed at destroying America and replacing our Constitution, and there's real no official thing about replacing the Constitution. They're just doing it. And we're watching the destruction of our country, and it's being applauded. And this racist thing is all part of that. And my father-in-law warned me for years that they, the globalists, whoever the really people who are in charge, who are trying to destroy America from within, as Abraham Lincoln warned us would happen, and that if we're ever to be destroyed, it will be from within. Well, it's happening. It is absolutely happening. America is being destroyed from within. And some of the intent and some of it, I believe, is orchestrated from without, but it's definitely an orchestrated move to destroy America from within. And I think absolutely that the racist part of it is a huge part of it.
Now, before we get to Kurt, what I find interesting about this is, you know, they say that they're going to not lock up these hair products for blacks. And they say it's only happening in certain stores, and it's only happening to certain products. And the problem is they say, hey, there's black products locked up right here, even a 60-cent hairbrush or whatever. But then right across the aisle, there's a bunch of products that are not locked up. And help me understand this, because if I'm not mistaken, I understand this from a business point of view. I'm not a racist, and I'm not locking up anything because people are black or white or any color under the rainbow. However, if I have a problem with theft and certain products are being stolen more than others, then I lock up the products that are being stolen in an attempt to prevent the theft and prevent the loss for my company.
Well, they already did that.
So, right, so they lock up video games because teenagers oftentimes steal video games.
Right.
So they put, but this is not a racial thing. They're not locking up black hair products because people are black and they're racist and they hate them. They're simply saying these are the list of products that are stolen, and we're going to do our best to mitigate that. And it's not every store because it doesn't happen in every community.
Well, about razor blades. They do that all the time for razor blades.
But doesn't this literally point to the fact that, hey, in certain areas in the hood, black people are committing more of the crimes, the evidence is clear by the products, and no offense, but what you got to do is, instead of just saying we're going to not lock up the products and make the companies more vulnerable to theft, what you got to do is come back and say, listen, if you guys don't want this product locked up, then you got to quit stealing it. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm saying this is not a racial discussion, sir. This is a stores appropriately managing theft discussion and the necessity to do so. Am I confused on this?
Well, would it be wrong and immoral and racist to point out that most of the looters are black people?
Well, and that's the whole point that I'm making. What if they are? Are you not allowed to say it even if it's the truth because you'll be a racist?
Yeah. Well, according to news reports, most of them are black.
So you want to respond, Kurt? What do you say? Is this racist?
Well, Sam, it's like these stories we know of that, you know, when you really examine the murders and the, you know, the quote, so-called hate crimes, so many of the crimes are black on black, as they say, and they, you know, I mean, they have murders each weekend in Chicago, and yet, you know, we don't talk anything about those. But if there's a white policeman, especially, and a black guy, and there's, you know, somebody who, you know, and the black guy dies, then the whole nation, you know, goes to pieces. And what about all the little babies dying? You know, it's just the way it is, Sam.
Well, I think it is the way it is, and I don't think these stores are racist at all, and I don't have any problem with, you know, discussing and saying, hey, listen, you know what, we're not racist, but why aren't these companies pushing back and saying this is not a racial discussion? This is a, whatever products get stolen a lot, you know, we're gonna have an analysis here. Whatever we see, you know, inventory discrepancies where there's loss or theft, we're gonna try to make sure those products don't get stolen, okay? And I don't care what store it is, and I don't care what product it is, if it's being stolen, if you got a theft problem, then we're going to do something to mitigate that. This is not a racial. Why aren't these companies willing to stand up and honestly talk about the real
discussion
and narrative here?
And when they stand up for any of that stuff, I mean, you mentioned the one guy, who was it, just in the top of the hour report, you know, the basically the summary. There was one guy in there, you know, some CEO that basically, you know, he said he didn't really care that much about the George Floyd thing, and so what happened to him, you know? And you're going to see the same thing happen. You know, they're going to be basically crucified in the media. If at Walmart chose to go against, quote, Black Lives Matter, you know, demands, then, hey, they're going to just take it on the chin, you know.
What do you say, Sheriff? I mean, I don't understand why we're not willing to honestly discuss this. We're just willing to cave?
Most of them are just wimps. I think, you know, I mean, remember, like, Chick-fil-A was a big, you know, would hang in there for quite a bit. The Scouts hung in there for quite a bit. The, you know, I mean, and yet seems like each one of them just kind of, you know, falls after a while, right?
Well, what do you say, Sheriff?
I'm afraid Kurt was right. I just don't see it, that it has, it's based on anything legitimate except fear and cowardice. You know, Chick-fil-A really stood up to the homosexual community at one time, and everybody flocked to their restaurants. There were lines around blocks supporting them on their principled stand. Now they're acquiescing. Doesn't make much sense. Why don't they just open on Sundays and cut that out and just, you know, just stick to their business? I have been to Chick-fil-A two or three times because the kids love that and it's fast and easy to get. And I'm telling you, it's probably one of the best run companies I've ever seen. They had makeshift shade tents up on both lanes of traffic. They have people rushing. They have five or six people out helping people in line in their cars. It's very discouraging to even go there when you look at the line, but the lines go so fast because these people are just getting them, putting them through. And I'm telling you, Sam, it's an entrepreneurial American capitalist a miracle, the way they run that company.
Yes, it is. There's no doubt about that.
But then to acquiesce like they have, it just is.
Yeah, I don't understand it. But let me tell you where we're headed if we allow this to continue. If these stores don't stand up and say, look, we're not racist, we're mitigating theft, this is very clear, we're not profiling, we're just telling you that this product, this comb here, I don't know who buys it, I don't care, I'm just telling you it gets stolen all the time, and we're going to prevent that from happening. They could easily discuss this and hold the moral high ground, but they failed. Let's talk about why and what's going to happen.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol need to be removed. The California Democrats saying that some of the figures committed treason against the United States, and she said most of them were white supremacists.
Statues in the Capitol, I don't know, because that will be up to the makers of the motion to suggest how they would like to proceed. But these names have to go from these bases, and these statues have to go from the Capitol.
Pelosi says Democrats are eyeing 11 statues for removal. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida this August, not Charlotte, North Carolina. It's been moved because the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, Roy Cooper, would not guarantee that it could go forward as planned in Charlotte without coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new bill in the U.S. Senate would eliminate no-knock warrants. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul introducing what he calls the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act on Thursday. Taylor was the black woman who was killed in her Louisville home during a no-knock warrant last March. A new report claims emergency funding for Customs and Border Protection that was meant to help migrants was instead spent on ATVs and dirt bikes for the agency. A report saying that the more than $100 million was meant to buy food and medicine for migrants after the deaths of multiple kids in ICE custody. Border Patrol officials say their purchases were for lawful objects. Zoom says it's done complying with a Chinese government request to suspend hosts or block people from meetings if they aren't in mainland China. Find us online or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to get meltdowns like you heard over the bottom of the hour news if you allow this false, dishonest, immoral narrative to continue, folks. So Trump warning against calling millions of Americans flat-out racist and bigots, and now you got these drugstores and Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, all basically saying, hey, we're going to just not protect these black products anymore from being stolen. Because it's racist. But what they're going to do is just have a bunch more theft. And you're just going to pander to the criminals all the time. So here's the next headline to highlight what you can expect in the future.
Just real quick before we go there, let me add this, Sam. I'm not Walmart and I'm not CVS or whatever, but I am a small, business guy. And, when I got my honey set up and selling, and I got the sign that says free Bibles and free Ten Commandments coins, and then I got Make America Great Again caps.
You gotta get free Book of Mormons there too, so people can read the Book of Mormon.
I got those two. I got those two. And then when I got the President Trump flag waving, there are people that'll come up and say something like, "Oh man, do you lose some business with that stuff?" If you covered that stuff up, you'd probably get some more business. And then there's the other ones that come up and go, "Man, I saw that and I had to pull over and screech over to the side so I could come over and buy some." So, I tell them, look, I tell them, I don't put this stuff up to figure out, you know, which one is going to make more money. I put it up because, you know, it's just part of what I think is right to do. And I kind of kid around every so often to say, man, you know, Walmart and Target, they're fresh out of Bibles and they're fresh out of, you know, Ten Commandments coins, and they don't, you know what I mean? They don't have
everybody's begging
make
for them.
America great again.
Maybe you ought to just put the Ten Commandments coins right by the black hair. Wait a minute. That would be super racist if you did that, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
right, two headlines to know where we're headed if we allow this joke to continue. It's not a joke in terms of people's lives or people, you know, caring about people. It's a joke because we're falling into the just the paranoid, schizophrenic, dishonest narrative and pandering to the criminals. I mean, it's almost laughable if it wasn't so serious. But there's two headlines. Here they are, guys. Seattle, Antifa storms City Hall, demands mayor resign, chases the cops out. Now they literally control a six-block square area that's like Antifa world. All right, they call it the six-block autonomous zone. And they call the thing the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. CHAZ.
Yeah, short for Chaz.
CHAZ, yeah, or Chaz. Or Chaz. Chaz. Yeah, yeah, I don't know if it's yeah. R and A.
It's Tucker Carlson says it's the newest country, Sam.
Yes, I mean, I guess it is. Anyway, here's the bottom line, though. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin told CNN host Chris Cuomo, don't worry, the six-block autonomous zone in my city, it's not really like a hostile takeover. It's more like a party atmosphere than an armed takeover. So let me get this right. Ammon Bundy goes to a refuge out in the middle of nowhere, and they say it's a hardcore armed takeover. Never mind that Ammon wasn't even armed. Never mind that people could freely come and go. Never mind that the leaders of it would appear in gymnasiums to speak with the sheriff and the public. Never mind that when people would come, they'd give them soup and biscuits or rolls and discuss things. And never, okay, that was a hostile armed takeover, the likes of which you've never seen in your life, Sheriff. But when they literally take over a six-block area, they chase the cops out. They threaten that the mayor should resign. They literally turn barricades around and then they control this zone, and they call it an autonomous zone, free of thug cops and free of pigs, if you will. Now, don't misunderstand me. Those are not my words. I'm trying to illustrate the attitude of these people. I don't think police officers are pigs. Don't misunderstand me for 1 second, please. However, these people literally do this, and they say the mayor gets on Chris Cuomo's show, and she's like, hey, it's more like a party atmosphere. It's not really like a takeover or anything. It's all cool. Are these people off their rockers, Sheriff?
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
Yeah. These are the same people in the governor of Oregon demanding that they take swift action against the occupiers of the Malheur federal building. And again, it was completely empty. No one was forced out. And let's be clear here. You and I did not support that occupation.
Of course not.
By somebody we really admire and is a good friend of ours, Ammon Bundy. I totally have respect for the man. I disagreed with him on that.
Well, and we agree with his cause. We just disagree with the tactics for solutions. That's all.
Correct. Yeah, and it hasn't changed my opinion of Ammon Bundy or of Ryan or his family. They're some of the greatest people I've ever known. I've said it on your show before. I'll say it again. They are really good people. God-fearing, humble, sincere people. They've never hurt anybody, and they've never threatened to hurt anybody.
But they don't know how to protest. I mean, you're supposed to flip cars over and light them on fire and bust up windows.
You got to pee on them, too,
you know,
Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
But the mayor coming out and supporting them and giving them excuses for what they're doing.
Well, after they literally chased out the police force.
Good grief.
And they're demanding that the mayor resign. And she's defending him. She's going, oh, man, this is just like a party, buddy. Come on down. You know, they're playing music and, you know.
Yeah, it's just a singing. It's a kumbaya moment for everybody.
Now, I don't mean to laugh, but I can't believe this is really happening, Sheriff.
Tucker Carlson's program, they had some guy standing there with some gun over his back. I mean, if you get a guy doing that in Walmart or something, you know, they're going to come unglued, and yet somehow it's okay at the Capitol Hill Autonomous.
All right, so you can expect if we allow this to continue, and it starts with this attitude that all whites are racist and they've, you know, been suppressionists forever. Okay, and then the next thing it continues to is it continues with these, you know, drugstore chains and all these businesses caving to the criminals, okay? And then you get the Seattle scenario where they're literally taking over blocks of the city, kicking out the cops, demanding the mayor resign, and the mayor's just like, oh, man, it's a block party down here. If it's a block party, mayor, why don't you just roll through there unarmed, all by yourself, without any guards, without any protection, and you just tell me if they're slapping you on the back, okay? You just tell me if they're giving you a drink and saying, hey, Mayor, welcome to the party. We appreciate you. We love you. You just let me know how that goes, Jenny. But nevertheless, it gets worse, and here's why. Criminals now topple the statue of Jefferson Davis in Richmond, Virginia, Wednesday night. They literally toppled the whole statue of Jefferson Davis down, destroyed it, and the cops just sat back and watched. Now, they say protesters did that, but I changed the headline to criminals, Sheriff. And I think for good reason. These aren't protesters. These aren't peaceful demonstrators. These aren't the people to peacefully assemble discussions.
Criminals commit crime.
Roger that, sir.
Isn't that the definition?
Sheriff.
What? See, I don't. And I. This whole thing about the Civil War has come up before, and the South, and you know, changing their flags, and you know, not letting them wave the flag above the Capitol, and certain. Bible Belt states.
Yeah, now NASCAR won't let you have, you know, the stars and bars, right?
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's correct, sir.
But it's as if, though, they're trying to remove that history. And I guarantee you that there is a very good man. Maybe the jury's still out on Jeff Davis and how good of a man he was or wasn't. Or how about John Brown that was an abolitionist? He was pretty kooky, too. Which side would want to get rid of any statue for John Brown? I don't get
it. Oh, they will.
Oh, yeah.
He represents guns, my friend. You know about Brown, right?
Well, yeah. But
what do they call that, Browning?
That's next, is they're going to start doing it to the Founding Father.
Well, they already are.
Change the name of Washington, D.C., and they're going to have to rename the Washington Monument. And
they already are. You ready? Thugs dismantled, they say, the statue of Christopher Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
On the Minnesota State Capitol grounds.
Yeah.
They wrapped a rope around the statue. They yanked that sucker down. They danced around it and spit on it, and the cops hung out and watched. Now, don't worry. The cops had a conversation with them earlier in the day. What on earth is going on, Sheriff?
The Christopher Columbus statue was taken down in Camden, New Jersey as well, Sam.
See what I mean? I mean, they're literally committing criminal acts, and the cops aren't stopping any of it, as far as I can tell. They're just kicking back and watching. I mean, is this insanity? Now, I don't want the military to come in. I don't want to go that far. But it's not necessary. Why are we having the cops stand down, and who are giving those orders? It's planned, and they're partnering, whether it be these businesses, big business, and or governments, they're literally partnering with criminals in these crimes. We'll talk about it with a good sheriff in seconds on your radio.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
Montana, that I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
Just spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
My comment to the sheriff right before the pause is, I believe governments and big business are literally partnering with criminals, rioters, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and they're literally participating in the criminal activities by their standby silence. Sheriff, what do you say?
Well, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are very well funded, and their donations, they're bragging about how all this looting and protests have increased their fundraising activities exponentially, which I also find hard to believe. If it's coming from George Soros, then I'm sure they're getting lots of funding from him. But it's lots of donations from other people, too. And this whole racist thing is scary. It's affected me. It really has affected me. And every time I go to the store or go somewhere, and there's a black guy, I said, gosh, am I supposed to be friendly with him, or are we enemies now? And I continue to be friendly, and most of them aren't. In fact, they're all friendly to me. And if I see a group of...
You want to know why? Because the truth is, most of the nation isn't racist. Most of the nation cares. Most of the nation wants to be kind and brothers and sisters. It's this lie in the media and in government and in big business and these satanic organizations that are fomenting this lie.
Right, exactly.
Everywhere.
And the ones that are saying there's systemic racism in America, that's absolutely a lie. And that's why you know that they're promoting it. And Al Sharpton is not trying to get rid of racism. He's trying to promote it. And he's trying to make sure that the divide is even more. Because I believe that's where he gets his donations. I believe that's where he gets his support and his persona. That's him. He is fighting racism, and he won't have a fight if he doesn't make sure that there's racism. And that's where he is. And this whole thing is so insane. And you know, I'm almost afraid to go back to school and see how many of the kids now hate me because I'm white. But I can't wait to see the response. And we're definitely going to have a talk on racism if we're allowed to go back to school at all.
But. Wow. I kind of don't know how to respond to this. Do you want to add more, Kurt?
Well, you know, to hear that the sheriff is concerned, backs up what I believe is, you know, I mean, the feelings of most people. You've got them all across the board, though. You've got them from a little bit scared to, you know, they're so scared they won't leave their house, and they're going to drive around in their car by themselves with their mask on. They're going to maybe go for a walk with their mask on. You know, I mean, you know, people are worried, and that's just the coronavirus thing. That's not anything to do with the riot stuff. And then you throw the riot stuff in, you know, the people busting up stuff, tearing up things, and, you know, I mean, you've got a mess.
You got more than a mess, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it's turning criminal, though. We're literally having the police sit by and allow private property and or public property to be destroyed. They're doing nothing, and they're yanking down statues. Look, they literally get a rope, and they tie the rope around the statue and yank it from its base, and then they dance around it, and they spit on it. And why aren't there arrests before these things topple? Then what the government does is they have the cops go in and haul off the remains, they put it in storage, then they somehow make a deal to put it somewhere else on private property. This is, they're in partnership for this. Now businesses are threatening to leave riot-ravaged cities. So now in Chicago, the mayor and all the different people over there are begging these businesses not to leave. In Minneapolis, same thing is starting to happen all over the country. Oh, please don't leave our area. And the business owner's going, are you nuts? But it's only the small business owner. The big business owners are in bed with Antifa and in bed with the racists and in bed with the ne'er-do-wells, the criminals. And the small business guy is going, hey, man, I'm not doing this. I'm leaving. And I can't blame him, Sheriff.
No. I don't blame them at all either, and I guess there was a story just yesterday or the day before, 105,000 people have fled Illinois, mostly Chicago, and that means that just last year, that means that a person is leaving Chicago-Illinois one every 5 minutes. And so you don't get to create such an atmosphere of hate and violence inside Chicago and then say, but everybody please stay. We're going to make this better. People vote with their feet, and that's exactly what is happening. And sorry, but that's life.
I don't even know how to respond to it. Donald Trump says the Democrats have gone crazy. WorldNet Daily has an article that questions, is he right? And I would want to slightly change the discussion. I don't think the Democrats have gone crazy. I think that the swamp in bed with criminals have gone crazy. But you take the swamp out, you take the criminals out of the mix, and there are many Republicans and many Democrats that are good people that have not gone crazy at all. So I agree with the point. I slightly would change the narrative because I don't think it's strictly a partisan divide, Sheriff.
No, it isn't, and it always is amazing that you'll see a fair-minded and honest Democrat who will analyze things realistically, but it's kind of sad. It's very few and far between, but it gives me hope every time I see one of them do that, and so, yeah, it really gave me hope that the Supreme Court of Michigan ruled against Governor Whitmer. I mean, so there are some things happening because most of the courts have been siding with the lunacy, but the Supreme Court of Michigan sided with the rule of law.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was a Democrat or a Republican or whatever else, but again,
it was unanimous, so it was both Democrats and Republicans.
Right, and that's my point, that, you know, there's a lot of Democrats that are good people. It's the swamp, and it's the leaders, and it's the criminals that are running everything off the rails, not necessarily the rank and file. And you find the same things with unions oftentimes. Hey, the rank and file in a union are a lot of good people doing the best they can to make a living. But then the leaders literally run it off the rail for sure. It's the swamp, if you will. All right, Donald Trump to these governors, specifically the governor and the mayor in Washington or Seattle in this case, but really talking about the whole country. Governor, mayor, take back your city or I will. And some are saying, hey, now President Trump thinks he's a dictator. On the other hand, I come back and go, somebody's got to protect the people, sir.
That's
what
right.
The heck's going on around here?
That's right. Yeah, if you are against us destroying the Constitution and liberty and completely allowing the thugs to run the asylum, then if you try to interfere with that, then you're a dictator. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it is literally insanity.
Good.
I'm saying that the president, I don't know what word to use, appointed and elected official up and down the line, whether it be the three branches of government, vertical or horizontal, has a obligation, an oath to protect and defend the people and to protect life, liberty, and property. Don't they?
Well, that's what the promise of America is, but like I said, they're destroying American idealism and destroying America. And Sam, I'm really curious. What are they trying to replace it with? Is it just anarchy, or are they really trying to set up a communist regime?
Well, what they really want to do is create anarchy at first, and then in the vacuum of that anarchy, the only answer, see, it's the Hegelian dialectic, the only answer will be government.
Right.
One precedes the other is the point, right?
Correct. I think that's absolutely correct.
And I think that there's a lot of people along the spectrum. I think most people that are peacefully demonstrating don't realize the agenda behind the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and the criminal agents that are socialist and or communist. I don't think they end up really understand the goal of those people. It's kind of like how Abby Johnson worked for Planned Parenthood for years, and she thought they were an ambivalent organization doing a great job. They cared for women. And it wasn't until she woke up and realized how criminal and how abusive and how murderous they were. And then she freaked and left, and she went, oh, my gosh, I'm not for this at all. And she just didn't know better. And I'm not excusing her involvement in any way. I'm just saying I think most people are in that situation. Most people are going, yeah, you know what? Jefferson Davis was a bad guy. Take it down. Because they've been indoctrinated their whole lives how evil he was. Now, you really got to think back and say, you know what? I don't believe Jefferson Davis was a bad guy. You know what? I don't know him personally, and I never will. So I don't know, but I know this. He's a historical icon. He's an enemy to some and a hero to others. But let's let history stand as it really was. And let's educate to the best of our ability to repeat the good parts of history and never repeat the bad parts, shall we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you need to say that again, Sam. I kind of interrupted you.
I'm just saying that we need to make sure that look, Jefferson Davis needs to stay there because he's part of our history. You can't just obliterate him out of history, and it's not 1984, okay? History and reality, events did occur as they happened. What we need to do is teach when we discuss how they happened, and we need to educate so that we understand to the best of our ability what happened, and we need to repeat the good parts of history, and we need to make sure we never repeat the bad parts of history. And with that reminder needs to stay there to help us do that very thing. And if we destroy the reminder, pretty soon it'll be out of sight, out of mind, and we'll just repeat the same thing tomorrow. Don't these imbeciles understand this reality, sir? How dumb am I? I mean, I don't even get it. They don't understand. You can't wipe away elements of history and then use it as a reminder to never let it happen again. I want the abuse that happened to the Indians in history. Not because I'm for that abuse, don't misunderstand me, but I want it to never happen again. And I want that stark reminder to be before every generation to say, look how wrong this was. Look how wrong it was how they behaved towards the blacks, towards the Indians, towards the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or the Mormons. We need to stand up for religious freedom. We need to realize that all children are sons and daughters of a loving Heavenly Father. This should have never happened. And that stark reminder needs to be riveted into history and into our minds. Anyway, I don't want to go off too much on this, but I'm thinking, if you just erase it and obliterate history, tomorrow you'll just have some next group of thugs do the same thing to the next sad boy. Okay, if you don't pay attention to history, you're doomed to repeat it. Isn't that what they say?
Yes.
Okay, well, what's going on around here? And the cops and the governments, the mayor's just going, hey, man, it's like a party down there. I won't go down there. The mayor wouldn't go down there. She wouldn't even be safe if she walked into that crowd. Trust you, me, they want her gone. But yet she's going to get on TV with some goofball liberal and go, oh, man, it's just like a party down there, buddy. People are eating nachos together. What?
Yeah, Sam, I every time we talk, especially recently, insanity just goes across my screen every time.
All right, well, speaking of insanity, the unemployment's through the roof.
Yeah.
I kid you not, it's beyond imagination. Okay? They say now that it's over 44 million people applying for unemployment for the first time. Did you hear me? The total number of Americans applying for unemployment for the first time is over 44.2 million. That's according to CNN. When we come back, we got a ton of news the networks refuse to use. The good sheriff, Richard Mack, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Join today and become a lifetime member, as I am. And Kirk Crosby, back in a flash. Hour one in the can, two coming up. God save the Republic of the United States of America.